I had spent the last couple days in my garden space doing that very thing. And we had talked earlier, Don, before we were on the air, about what to do with those sticks.
Yeah,
do we
yeah.
just leave them on the ground? Do we feed them to the chickens? What can we do with those? And both of those solutions are totally fine. You can just put them on the ground, let them compost, throw them in your compost pile, feed them to your chickens if you have them, or better yet, use them in your own kitchen as a great source of food of something that's coming out of the garden now. So I have a great little idea for them, and I'd love to share the recipe this morning if you guys would be interested.
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah.
So these scapes that you remove, they've got a little bulb on the top, and they're a little curlicue green, very mild in flavor, very garlicky flavor, but real mild. It's not like mm-hmm. the hot bulb that comes out of the ground later.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a texture a lot like a green bean. So you can use them in a lot of different recipes where you would use a green bean. Mm. You can use them in stir fries. You can chop them up and throw them in salads or use them instead of onions or whatever. But one of the favorite ways we use them in our kitchen here at Local is to create a simple pesto out of them. And so we'll take our Cuisinart, put it on the countertop. We'll take those scapes and we'll just sort of roughly chop them up and measure them maybe a cup at a time
uh-huh.
and put them in our Cuisinart. And along with that, we'll put about a quarter of a cup of olive oil, a half of a teaspoon of salt, a quarter of a teaspoon of pepper. We'll go out to our little fresh herb garden out there and maybe grab a little handful of